And we'd like to take you back to prior to September 11th, 2001. Can anyone remember what life was like back then? And we want to focus on the first 100 days of the Bush administration, because they didn't have this visible symbol of world violence to kind of focus their energy on. And so they were flailing around in a million different directions. And what characterized the first 100 days of the Bush administration was a pattern of asserting that the rules of the world had changed. The United States was the only superpower left. And basically, the rules would change because we made the rules. And so they abrogated, walked away from, canceled, undermined, did anything to destroy international agreements around the environment, around arms control, and just kind of blew it all up. And it was 100 days into the presidency that I sat down to find escape in an old movie, which you might have seen yourselves, called The Treasure of Sierra Madre. How many people have seen that movie? Well, if you haven't seen it, there's this classic scene in the movie where Humphrey Bogart is up on a mountain in Mexico. And he is mining gold on this mountain. When suddenly, up the mountain comes a troop of, can you believe this, Mexicans. And they want to look in his camp. And he says, you've got no right to come into my camp. He's afraid they'll find the gold. And they said, we can go any place we want. He says, how can you go any place you want? And they say, because we're the Federales. They're kind of a ragtag group of guys, you know. Bogart looks at him and says, geez, you don't look like a Federales. If you're Federales, you must at least have badges. Let me see your badges. And the leader of the troop, you know, with his bandoleros, with the bullets and his big sombrero, he holds up this old rifle and he says, you can say it with me if you remember, he says, badges? We don't need no stinking badges. And it occurred to me in that moment that that was the most succinct statement of American foreign policy I've heard in 100 days. And I thought, wow, if I could come up with a song where you could sing, we don't need no stinking badges, a dozen times, you'd get to feel what that power is like, okay? So this is an exercise in community empowerment, all right, you ready? You ready? All right, woo!